Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio, a WRVA Home Improvement Shop. This is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. Welcome, everybody. First weekend in June. Half the year is gone already. Woo! Gone quick. It's a lovely rainy day outside. Not as bad as it was last night, which was terrifying. Yours truly was asleep, and I thought something just fell on the house. It was that loud. So, welcome. 345-1140 is the phone number. A friend of mine came in. Kirk Akey's here. Hey, Kirk.
Good morning.
It's been a while, sir.
It sure has.
You know, people, I try to space you guys out for like every 6 months. I think that's about the right amount of time. Mm-hmm. That's how much I can put up with you.
All right.
How are you?
I can deal with that.
Before we get anywhere, how are you feeling? Because listeners have been, you know, when people follow me, they end up getting followers. You've been suffering.
I have been. I've had a kidney stone that's been irking me for about 3 weeks.
And you said, what, 9 millimeters?
9 millimeter stone, yeah.
I could put that in a slingshot and kill somebody with it.
Yeah.
It's awful. You drink a lot of sweet tea?
I don't anymore.
Ah, but you were.
Oh, but I've been on water mostly for several years.
Okay. Because that's how my dad ended up. They figured out how much sweet tea my father drank, and it was ungodly. And so he had to switch to unsweet like myself, and it's much better for him. Jordan, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I cannot complain. Did not make it all the way to D.C.
That's unfortunate. You were telling me.
Got on the bike. We took off early. I got up early on a Sunday. Took off down 95. Things seemed to be going just fine. Of course, my bike has been sitting for a long time.
Yeah.
And by the time I got to around Fredericksburg, she's going, I'm like, oh, son of a. So we just had to turn around and we limped home. Part of me is almost glad it happened because I think the final number for Rolling Thunder was somewhere between 1.5 and 1.7 million.
Interesting.
I couldn't handle that.
Yeah.
Too much. I don't like going to clubs, man, much less something like that. But if they're talking about doing reducing Rolling Thunder to something more local.
Right.
Although President Trump says he's going to pay for it personally, we'll see.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to get involved if they turn it into something local. I think that would be more my speed.
That's good.
So we're... And you still want to learn how to ride, right?
I do.
We're going to make that happen.
Cool.
I'm going to help you out with that. No.
I have no interest...
What do you mean?
...in something two-wheeled other than a bicycle.
There is nothing more freeing. There is nothing that'll have you more focused than riding a motorcycle. I mean, they say that people that ride motorcycles, if they could, they would fly.
And so they may.
Okay, so is this a matter of getting older and feeling mortality or what?
Probably.
I almost understand. When I first got back on the bike after a couple of years not riding, I will admit, I was a little apprehensive.
Yeah, I no longer do some of the things I used to do.
Such as?
Get on a steep roof. That's for my younger guys.
I used to be able to walk a 12-12.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore.
No, I can't do that anymore. No. Okay, steep roof. I dig that. Okay.
Yeah. I haven't gone skiing in quite some time because I'm no longer as flexible as Gumby.
What, snow skiing?
Yeah.
That's a dumb hobby anyway.
No, I did enjoy it when I was younger.
That is the... Look, I've had people ask me over the years, like, you want to go snow skiing? I'm like, wait a minute. It's really, really cold? Yeah. And you're going to just throw yourself down an icy mountain? Absolutely. What? Where? No. No. And then, and then my buddy says, well, no, you do a lot of drinking. I'm like, okay, so let me get this straight. It's cold. I'm throwing myself down an icy mountain while drunk. There is no part of that combination that seems like a good idea.
Probably not.
Oh, you could always do the bunny slope.
Well, that wouldn't be much fun anymore.
Oh, no. Well, so anyway, 345-1140 is a phone number. I need to take 1 minute to talk about what happened down in Virginia Beach. Now, we are here at WRVA. We are, of course, a news radio station, and we are trying our very best to keep abreast of everything as it breaks. Here's what I've got to say. I'm not going to be one of those hopes and prayers people that doesn't do any good for anybody. I'm sorry. It's a nice statement, but it really doesn't change anything. And I know plenty of people say, we got to do something about this, and they have no idea what do something about this means. I'm going to say this, people. And you might call me paranoid. I'm fine with that. I am super fine with that. Call me whatever you want. I'm one of those people that every time I'm someplace, I'm looking around. I know the exits to every place I walk into as soon as I walk into it. We never know when something like this is going to happen. But remember the three rules. Run, hide, fight. Those are the way, the steps. If you are in one of these situations, don't think you're Rambo. You're not. You're not even a cop. And cops aren't even going to be, you know, doing some of the stuff you see on television or movies. Run. Run as far away as fast as you can. If you're in an office, get behind I was telling Dennis earlier, filing cabinets are steel and a lot of paper. That's something. You know, run quickly and fast as you can. If that doesn't, or if you can't run, hide, get under a desk, get behind something. None of this is going to be 100%, but it's something. And last ditch effort, I mean, and that seems really stupid for me to say this, is fight back. If you can't run, you can't hide, what choices have you got? That's where I'm at with that. So wherever you are, understand where you are and be aware of your surroundings. It's not going to change anything. It's not going to change what's happened down there. We have no idea why this guy did what he did. I heard one report said he had been fired. I've heard another report. Most of the reports I've heard said he was in good standing. He was a stand-up guy. He was in a bunch of articles about his work and such. But God only knows why he snapped. So we will keep you abreast of the situation. Probably at 10 o'clock, I'm going to have Dennis come in here. We'll give the latest updates. Sorry to start the show with such a bummer, but...
It is what it is. We're subject to the world around us, and we appreciate WRVA keeping us up to date whenever these things hit.
And, you know, I was thinking about this. People are saying, oh, this is so... They act like it's something new. Remember, when was it? When postal workers... The word going postal.
Yeah.
That was like the late 90s, wasn't it?
Seems like it.
It seems like it. Jordan can double-check that for me. But, I mean... People have done this, and I don't know why they think it's. I don't think it's becoming easier. This guy, by all reports, was a stand-up guy. So who knows? We'll never know. We will never know. I guess I lost Aaron for a septic problem. Aaron, call back. We'll take care of you right after the break. Good to have you here, Mr. Ikey. Okay, is that the proper way to put it?
It is, but. We understand that if you don't pronounce it Ikey, they don't know how to look us up.
All right. Well, celebrating 60 years of being family-owned and operated.
And me, 40 years of being with the company.
Okay. And it's three generations if you count the son-in-law. If you count the son-in-law.
Who's home in bed.
I'll think about it. My name is Richard McCann. I'm joined by Kirk Ikey right here on News Radio WRVA. The phone number is 345-1140. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. We'll take some of your calls as soon as we get back. WRVA, 345-1140 is the phone number. I'm joined by Kirk Akey. I'm going to jump right in. Aaron in Chesterfield.
Hey, how's it going, Richard?
Going very well, sir.
Hey, congratulations on the new dog, the cute dog.
Yeah, he's a terrible dog. He's the worst. I mean, all he does is love on us and sit up next to you on the sofa and lie on the bed. Yeah, he's awful. Worst dog I've ever had.
That's terrible. Hey, Bremac's been great. I just want to say Ben at Bremac has been so helpful with all my problems I've been having. So I just wanted to say thank you for hooking me up with them. anyway, so my septic tank, I just got it pumped. I've had drain field issues where I had kind of a swamp at the bottom of one of my drain pipes. Now, once it got pumped, all the water is just seeping up out of the septic tank and just hanging out right by my house. Any thoughts?
You could be having a problem with your distribution box.
Okay.
And also, I hate to say it, we have had so much rain. Now, it's been dry for like the last 5 or 6 days, but rain has been affecting septic tanks quite a bit. I mean, you're probably getting groundwater seeping into the tank. As you pumped it out, you could see water coming in, couldn't you?
Yeah, that's what they said.
All right. Probably what I would have them do is come in, open up the D-box or the distribution box, because what happens is you have a septic tank, a line leads from that to another small box, which then branches out like Doc Ock. You got me?
Yeah. I know exactly what you're saying. I've dug almost everything up myself, but I've been told don't touch the drain field.
No. Back away, son. Stand back. Don't. How old's the system?
You know, I don't know. I've lived there for 8 years, and I have no clue.
When was the house built?
1940.
That's when. How old your system is?
That's what I was thinking. So now another thing, if my drain field is going bad, I was talking to Ben at Bremac. It's expensive to hook my house to sewer just to get the permit or whatever from the county.
Yeah.
Should I switch the sewer before I replace any septic stuff?
Oh, I'd say, Kirk, you join me on this. It's cheaper to hook up to sewer than it is put a new septic system in.
Well, I've not priced a septic system in a while.
Really?
For any of my projects, but I don't think they charge as much for someone switching over from septic to sewer than the proffer that they charge a builder.
Right.
You know, so they charge builders an insane fee.
I mean, do you already have a tap? Is there a tap out front already, or do they have to create one?
I think they have to create one. I talked to the county utilities, and they said it's going to be about $5,000 just to allow me to hook up to the sewer line.
Yeah, that's still going to be cheaper than putting in a septic system.
That's what I thought, and that's what Bremac was telling me as well. I've heard it might actually increase the value of the house having it connected to sewer. I don't know if that's true.
You know what? From a real estate point of view, I'd say yes. I mean, it'd be if I can come up with one less reason for someone to have to do maintenance on a house, that's going to be a selling point.
For sure.
Though I would like to see that septic tank filled in.
Okay. I'll talk to them. I'll get somebody to look at that distribution box. I've already started digging it up. I think I might have poked a hole in it, even though it's supposed to be concrete.
If you poked a hole in it, guess what? It's time to hook up to the sewer.
Yeah, I had my metal probe, and I would poke down, and man, water started gushing out. I was like, that must be it.
Oh, that's not good. Yes. I'm going to reiterate, if you're going to hook up to sewer, fill in the septic tank because concrete rots. Remember, you're talking nothing but, you know, well, salt. It's just pure salt and acids and every other nasty thing that comes out of your house. So it will rot the concrete.
I believe I see that nasty water that's coming out of it.
All right. That's a great way to start a show before breakfast. Thanks, Aaron.
You're welcome. Enjoy your Wawa.
Okay, thanks. I go get a salad after the show.
I'm up for some fruit.
I'm not supposed to eat that much fruit. See, I'm trying to lose weight just like you. I'm trying to lose some weight,
and I'm down some.
I'm down. Mm-hmm. I'm down about 10. You know, a little bit. The big thing I've noticed. What do you shoot for? Like a pound a week? Maybe two.
I'm just really still just shooting on becoming healthier and cardio-wise and all of that. So I've not really set a goal. I'm just trying to become healthier first. Then I'll worry about the weight. Although I have dropped, my high point was 235. I weighed this morning at 219.
You weigh less than me. Don't smile at me on radio. Jordan, you hear this garbage? Oh, my God. No, don't. I hate the cardio. I hate the cardio. But I found lifting. You actually lose more weight by lifting weights.
You do, because it keeps your body continues to burn even hours after you're done lifting.
48 hours. I was taking my class on Tuesday, and he said, I had Nick in here from Zacharias Ganey. And he used to be a fat boy. In fact, I saw a picture of him. He big boy. He lost over 100 pounds, but it's lifting. Does the weights, though I messed up my shoulder, so that's being difficult right now. So you're celebrating. Let's get this out of the way. 60 years of Akey's Home Improvement.
60 years was when my dad started the business. He had done a number of things and was working in a garment factory.
A garment factory?
Yeah, and someone had a quote from a builder to build a little brick bungalow, and my dad said, you know, it was maybe, you know, $15,000, and he said, I'll build it for $13,000, and he became a builder.
So he had no contracting experience before that?
Not on actually working for one, but he had been part of several church builds and things of that nature. And of course, you know, 60 years ago, you did a little of everything.
Yeah, sure.
You know, around the family homestead and all that. So he had experience of working with his hands. A number of the first projects, Call the Building Inspector, come out. How's that look?
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, do this. Okay, tomorrow.
Do you like this? Is it all right there? Oh, my God. Jumped in with both feet.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's crazy.
60 years ago.
And he's still with us.
He's 93. He's a World War II vet.
Nice.
And, you know, he's, I may have mentioned this. I know I've put it on Facebook, but a couple of years ago, you know, of course, I go every year to the National Remodeling Show. And
never takes me, by the way.
I've invited. It usually goes back and forth between Baltimore and Chicago. Well, a couple of years ago, it was in Nashville, and my dad's a big country music guy. And so we went. It took him along. And went to, you know, the Country Music Hall of Fame, you know, different museums and things. Went to Cooter's Museum, got to see a General Lee.
I've got a story about General Lee for later. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got to see a lot of that stuff. Went to the Grand Ole Opry, took him on a backstage tour there. And basically everywhere he went, people would see him in his wheelchair with his World War II veteran's hat on, and they would thank him for his service. And without question, every time he would say, it was my honor.
You know, I do my podcast, Beer with Vets, and most of the guys I've had on there, when I say thank you for your service, they're like, that's not necessary. They did it because they wanted to do it. I need to get him on.
That'd be great.
Does he drink beer?
He does not.
Oh, no. It's okay.
Drinks coffee.
You know what? He'd be the third person that's come on, and I'm sitting there with a nice frosty one in there sipping black. It's black, isn't it?
I think he puts some stuff in it now.
He's the first military guy I've heard that puts anything in his coffee. All those guys drink this just mud. It's the most awful looking thing. My name is Richard McCann. I'm joined by Kirk Akey from Akey's Home Improvement right here on the Home Show News Radio, WRVA, 1140 AM, 96.1 FM. Can News Radio, WRBA. Welcome to the Home Show. 345-1140 is a phone number. I'm joined by Kirk Akey, who's kind of achy.
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry, man. Kidney stones are just awful.
They are.
Now, but they break them up now? They do like a laser?
They can do two different things to break them up before taking you in for surgery where they cut you open.
Yeah.
They have a sonic wave breakup, mm-hmm. And then they have where they... they go in through the exit and, you know, and put in a stent, and then they go up with a little bitty laser and break, you know, and just shoot it and break it up. And then everything drains out.
You know what?
The stent.
Knock on wood, I have never spent a night in a hospital. I've never had any surgeries. I've only broken one bone, believe it or not. Well, toes don't count. In
yes,
our business,
breaking yes, they do.
Bro, breaking toes doesn't
toes
count.
Hurt.
Yeah, but it's just a given in our business. You're going to break a toe. Probably broken six. But knock on wood. But I mean, I just turned 47, so I know there's stuff I've got to be looking at, trying to get healthier. Just like you.
Yes.
You eat clean?
Relatively, yeah.
That's.
I try and, yeah, of course, you got to treat yourself every now and then, but.
What do you consider a treat?
Something that's got a little more sugar in than I probably should have, but overall, I'm eating pretty healthy these days.
That's big time for us. I mean, as far as sweets, she will get the Halo ice cream, you know? It's only 320 calories if you eat the whole darn thing. And she had some the other day. She's like, you want some? I'm like, so badly, but no.
Yeah.
And see, she's a temptress because she got peanut butter cup.
Uh-oh.
Which is that's like kryptonite to me. You know, you're a religious man. I know it's in there somewhere. And God created peanut butter and chocolate together.
I think so.
It's in the Bible. It's God's flavor. 3-4-5-11-40 let's see. Let's look at some of the stuff people have been. Well, you sent me one. Okay, you have floor joy. This is for those of you who aren't on my Facebook. You sent me a picture of just the most damaged floor joists I've seen in ages.
This is from a listener.
This one came from a listener.
Yes.
Oh my God.
No one's lived in the house for about 11 or 12 years.
Now we all know my theory on houses.
Yes.
Okay, you leave them alone, they die. They're a living, breathing thing. They die.
And there's no vapor barrier in this little brick rancher. It's old enough. I didn't ask how old, but it has real 2x8s.
If it's got true 2x8s, then that's got to be early 50s or older.
Right.
Because, I mean, they started doing smooth cut sometime after that.
Right. So it's that old, and... at least 2/3 of the underside of the house looks like that.
Oof. Let's take a call real quick.
Okay.
Pete in Richmond.
Yes, Richard, my father was a Navy man. He made me drink black coffee when I was a kid.
Oh.
The only way I drank it.
Oh, black coffee. I can't do it. You know? So...
My buddy is in the process of designing a house. But he wants it to look like an old house, and I've told him about Caravati's and Paul's Place. What are the considerations about adding old architectural elements to a new house? What would you say, yeah, that's okay, do that, but don't do this? I'm Ooh. Thinking about flooring, baseboards, beadboard ceiling.
I'm going to start with Kirk on this one.
All right. Well, there are still products being made today that are made to look like older products. There are companies that make architectural series so that they can go into older historic houses or a new house that you want it to look more historic. So there are manufacturers out there. It does take a little bit of looking. I would certainly say you're going to want to build with a taller ceiling than 8 foot.
Oh, yeah.
You'll want to go 8 to 10 feet. 9 to 10 feet.
I've got 9'6" ceilings in my house. What a weird,
odd
shape for me to have.
But, yeah, there's lots of things you can do. Your taller and wider moldings, architectural style windows that are just really going to give you that look and still be very energy efficient. And you can build a tremendously energy efficient house that looks older style.
Now, what I would add into that, picture molding. That is something that old houses have that new houses do not have. You're aware of what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Kirk is looking. Oh, my. I've stumped Kirk. Picture molding. Okay. Picture molding was a thin molding. It sits about 6 inches from the ceiling. And it was so that they could hang pictures on the wall without penetrating the wall.
Gotcha.
Picture molding.
Yes.
I like old doors. I will buy old doors.
Yeah, and you can get taller doors these days.
On the doors, you can buy the door cheap, but then you have to pay the trim man to fit the door to the frame and whatnot. Am I better off, or is Ira better off buying solid core doors? You know, that's a great point. Are you better off just paying up for the new door that's already in the jam, or is it better to use the old door knowing you got a labor cost in order to fit it to the doorway? That's exactly my question.
It's probably cheaper to order a solid core door pre-hung than to use than to have a carpenter retrofit an old door that you've purchased.
And you can buy something that looks fancy and looks, you know, older looking, something with some glass in
Absolutely. Because you have to realize, even though you can buy some old stuff from some of these suppliers, you know, where they've gone in and harvested these products, you may have lead paint issues.
I tell you one thing I'm a big fan of, old mantles.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, old mantles are so pretty. And light fixtures. Buying and rebuilding old light fixtures is a great way to add some of that old taste to a new house.
And Richard, how about plumbing fixtures? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
Okay. You can look, if you want a clawfoot tub, great. You can get one. You can have Miracle Method resurface it, and you got a brand new tub. Although, if you ever tried to shower in a leg tub, it sucks. And the problem with old plumbing fixtures, and this is a true story. I had a guy traded me a rifle for his honeydew list, and I had to rebuild. Hey, it was an $1,800 rifle, and it took me 5 hours. I'm okay with it. But he had a faucet that was so old that I could not get parts for it. I had to go to Caravati. I found three stems that I was able to take the three of them apart to make one viable stem for it, because they hadn't made parts for that faucet in like 65 years. So no to old faucets and plumbing.
This is great. This is exactly what I needed, guys. Thank you very much.
All right, brother. You have a wonderful day.
All righty.
Bye. I mean, I totally dig where he's coming from.
Absolutely.
You know?
I love classic old houses.
I thought about, because I got to repaint Casa de McCann, and I'm really seriously thinking about doing like some kind of funky New Orleans style paint job on it. Because if you go down to the French Quarter, one of the things that's really fun is those vibrant colors that you would think anytime else, that would be horrible. But once you see it all put together, it's so bloody cool.
It's to each his own, of course. Everybody has their own style of things. But and as a matter of fact, I saw when you started talking about, you know, New Orleans and the unique paint, I thought about a project that's down in Newport News.
Right.
And it was, they called it Victorian something, but it was San Francisco style. And they called them, you know, they nicknamed them the Painted Ladies.
So some of those deep reds, yeah, those blues.
Absolutely.
You know.
It was an eye-opening looking project.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't my style, but man, a lot of people loved it.
I tell you, a house right across the road from me, they just did a fresh paint job on it. It's an old asbestos-sided house, which is a lot, there's still plenty of them.
Sure.
They painted the house gray, and they painted all the trim black, and it looks spectacular.
Sure.
I mean, gray right now is the hot color.
That's
not going to last very long. I don't think gray is going to be around as long as people think. But right now, everything's gray.
Yeah.
And so,
you know, well, the gray will last outside. Inside, it'll eventually go away.
Yeah, I can see that. But I mean,
for decades, some of the more popular colors in vinyl siding have been the gray lines.
I have a chandelier tucked away someplace. I've literally been lugging it around for 35 years.
Do you know where it's at?
Yes, it is. It is at my best friend's mom's house in the basement. I know exactly where it is. But it's this blue shimmer glass, egg-shaped chandelier. It's from top to bottom. It's about a foot and a half, 2 feet. And the brass that comes up from the bottom and the top looks like ivy growing down through it. And a lady had us take it down, wanted it out of her house. And I'm like, yes, ma'am, I will take this home with me. And I've carried it around just because it was so beautiful. I could not see it being destroyed. People upgrading.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get it at all. My name is Rich McCann, joined by Kirk Akey right here on The Home Show, News Radio WRVA. Don't forget, follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. You can follow Kirk, too.
Absolutely.
Who puts up pictures of a little girl all the time.
Oh, it's my little sweetheart.
He's got a grandbaby. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA, joined by Kirk Akey from Akey's Home Improvement, celebrating 60 years of being in the home improvement business. So you said your wife listens to Alexa all day?
She listens to music on Alexa. It plays all the time.
Man, you need to get rid of that thing.
Every now and then I just say, Alexa, shut up.
Okay. No, here's true story. I kid you not. I didn't want one.
Me either.
Okay. My lovely bride, she spent $5 on a raffle at the Jewish Food Festival, and she won one of those Amazon thingies. Okay. And I said, okay, I mean, it's yours. Do what you want. And she put it in the bedroom. You know, and all she does with it is like, what's the weather like going to be? What time is it? What's the weather going to be like? That's about the extent of this thing, right? And so several weeks ago, as people do, she had a very bad dream that disturbed her a great deal. This happens to me from time to time. I don't know about you, but
not usually.
Okay. You know, I have dreams that are so darn real that when I wake up, it's kind of like that Inception thing, like,
yes.
Am I here? What? And so she's very upset. I'm actually up getting ready to go to the show. Being the good husband, I come in. And gentlemen, all you knew, Jordan, I want you to pay real close attention to what I'm about to say here. Ready? Because you have a special lady in your life.
Right.
Never.
Never.
Ever.
Ever.
Say, everything's okay. Calm down.
Eh.
That doesn't work. No, everything's fine.
That's
honey.
A rookie marriage mistake.
It's a bad move. Now, what you do is you say this, honey, you just feel what you need to feel right now. Works every time. Okay. So I'm telling her, feel what you got to feel. I'm here, blah, blah, blah. And we're talking back and forth. This is a private moment. And all of a sudden, Alexa goes, I don't understand what any of that means. Out of the blue, didn't say her name, nothing. Just, I don't understand what any of that means. It freaked me out.
Yes.
So, get rid of it. It has to go. Turn on the television. So you're saying you have are you going to put in your front door today?
I'm hoping today or tomorrow for the son-in-law and I to put in the front door.
So what happened? What's wrong with the old door?
It's definitely seen some weather. It's original to the house, built in 1992.
Okay.
And, it's dated and, it's not as energy efficient as it was. Problems with, weather stripping and so forth, which I could replace, but the wife wants a new decorative door. And so we bought one in December.
It's
in the garage.
You just got it.
Yeah, it's not a year old yet. What are you complaining about?
You know, it's not like my buddy Sonny, who's got a door that has been over a year. Well over a year sitting in his garage.
Yeah. Well, since tomorrow's the wife's birthday, maybe I better get the door in.
Oh, happy birthday, honey.
Yeah.
So you guys have been together for a while.
35, almost 30, it would be 36 years this summer.
When did you get married? When you were like 12? You are not that much. You're not that much older than me.
I am 58.
You're 11 years older than me. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. So I get it. No, I want to do the same thing at my house, Casa de McCann. My door, okay, is a custom made door from 1929. Solid oak. Curved. It's a rounded top door. And what
you got to make sure you go through the middle.
I want to go. It just looks, the paint on it looks shabby.
Yeah.
And what I want to do, because I used to refinish furniture. You ever refinished furniture?
No.
Really? I figured that'd be a thing you would do.
No, I've just been busy enough with other stuff. Now, I've bought unfinished furniture and finished it.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, I can dig that. I learned to refinish furniture when I was in New York. This old Israeli taught me. He lost half his nose in the war. I know, but hey, you know, it was, but I want to strip the door down, bring it all the way back down to wood. I love restoring furniture that way. There's only one problem. That door probably weighs every stick of 150 to 200 pounds.
Shoo.
I mean, it is solid.
Solid.
So I don't know what I don't. I can't replace it. There's no replacing a door like that.
No, you don't want to do that.
So, well, good luck with you and your door. So we were talking about floor rots and this situation. You put up a picture on Facebook, and if anybody want to see it, you can follow me. Basically, a house been closed up for how long?
11, 12 years, something like that. Now, it's not – there's still furniture in it, and they keep the heat on in the winter. You know, it's a decent-looking house. Now, it's plaster, and there's wallpaper everywhere. Yes.
No.
But because of the floor system, things are beginning to sink in the house.
Right.
We went in through the side entrance, in through the kitchen, and there's enough moisture that it feels like Masonite hardboard underlayment underneath the sheet vinyl in the kitchen. It's all bubbly. So I knew we have some moisture issues, you know, from the get-go. Walked, turned left and went towards the front door, and I kid you not, it felt like I dropped 2 inches. So this place is probably undoubtedly the easiest and going to be the most cost-effective way is to tear up the floor, tear up the subfloor, and do the work from inside
from
the
above.
House. Because safety for one reason.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I wouldn't go underneath that house.
It
could fall in right on top of you.
It's in rough, rough shape. There's no vapor barrier, never has been one. There's no insulation.
But the houses built back then didn't.
Yeah. When we first looked at the pictures, it was looked so, there was so much fungus. It looked like, is that insulation hanging there?
You know,
that's the joist. That's just stuff dripping off of it.
And what you were telling me is what caused this situation was a wood-eating fungus?
Yeah, there's wood-destroying fungus, absolutely.
I think that's a new one on me.
Well, when you have a home inspected for sale, when they do the wood-destroying insect report, they typically look at that as well, but it's still called a wood-destroying insect report. But they a lot of times tag that fungus because it can destroy wood very easily. So,
I mean, I crawled under one. I told you about this earlier. We were fixing up the house to sell it, and I'm dragging myself underneath it. I grabbed hold of a floor joist and to pull myself, and just chunks of it just came. I'm a big guy, but I'm not that big. I mean, it just chunks of the floor joist just came off in my hands. And that was dry rot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's dry rot is certainly an issue. And you got to have that vapor barrier. Whether you have, no matter who you have put it in, of course, Air Resolutions is a great company I've talked with. And they do a phenomenal job. You know, that's why they're on the air here. So you got to make sure you protect your house.
I mean, and people don't realize that the ideal humidity in a crawl space is like 50%.
Yeah.
I mean, which is, it's kind of counterintuitive to me. I'd think, drier, better, good. Now, you do need a certain level of moisture.
You do have to have some moisture, yeah. But you don't want to have all the moisture the ground can give you.
No, and that's the thing. People are dealing with a lot of that because of just the incredible amounts of rain.
It has been very severe.
Though, I mean, you know, knock on wood again, we're not going through near what they're going through in the Midwest.
Right.
Wow. That's, we're going to be helping people in flood areas a lot for the next foreseeable future. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So you're going to rip up all the floors. Aren't you worried about like electrical and the plumbing and everything like that?
Yeah. We're going to have to, we'll kill the power.
I get that. But here's the question. Is the house worth restoring, or would it be better just to knock it down and build something new?
Well, we'll quote them on the what it's going to cost, and then it'll be their decision whether they want to bulldoze or, you know, just have this fixed.
That's that's a hard decision for people to make, but sometimes a house is just done.
Yeah, and you walk through, and in some rooms the furniture's leaning.
I had a house, and I've only got a minute. I can tell you this quick. I love Petersburg, especially the Sycamore Street area.
Yeah.
Okay, and I saw a house for sale. It was a 541. You know what that is. 5 windows, 4 windows, a door in the center. The original sunrooms on either end. It was a corner lot, double lot. It was beautiful. I mean, this thing looked like it should be on Monument Avenue, and it was like $150,000. And I'm like, yay! And so I called up my realtor at the time. This is 15 years ago. And I'm there early. I'm looking at the house. I'm in love with it. He opens up the door because I told him we're going to go for fish after we look at the house. He opens up the door, says, Richard, this place is a money pit. Let's go eat fish. It was collapsing from the center in. There were doors that were cut off 4 inches on one end so that they would close. 4 inches. I couldn't even... I knew how to jack it back up, but yeah. It would have shattered the house, essentially. That got bulldozed, I'm pretty sure.
Let's hope
not. I really was so much fixed it. It was gorgeous. My name is Richard McCann, joined by Kirk Akey. From Akey's Home Improvement right here on NewsRadio WRVA. You can follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. If you miss any of the show, go to WRVA.com, download the podcast, and don't forget to download the iHeartRadio or the radio.com app. Yeah, I'm sorry. I almost did it, didn't I? The radio.com app. That way you can listen to the show wherever you go. This is the home show.
Solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to our number dose of the home show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru, joined by Kirk Akey from Akey's Home Improvement. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Are you feeling all right?
I'm feeling okay at the moment, yeah.
I understand you have to stand up, sit
every
down.
Every now and then, the body just says, "Hey, I'm going to stab you in the kidney." Definitely no fun.
Oh,
but we have a plan in place. They're going to fix me up.
Okay. I mean, look, one of the things I've been doing. You've been trying to get healthy, just like I am.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're both older guys. You're a little older than me.
Yeah.
One of the things I've been
more hair.
Yeah, you do actually. You do.
I have more hair than my dad by far.
You know what? That's the funny thing is I was just telling you about, my grandfather on my mom's side, he just passed away a couple, 3 years ago or 2 years ago, something like that. And he died at 97 years old with this much hair. So I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
You know, if this is where, if it gets worse, I'll shave it. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Now, if you've seen a picture of my dad, he's had that much hair almost pretty much since his late 20s.
Outstanding. Well,
which there's not much there.
It is what it is, you know. Wait, even John Travolta is now shaving his head, so we all got to accept us getting older as we go on. Has your doctor talked to you about gut health at all?
No.
Really? Okay, because that's one of the things I've been looking into. I've been drinking kombucha.
I've heard of it. I've never had it.
It's a fermented tea that has active cultures in it.
Sounds delicious.
It actually really, believe it or not, it's bubbly tea. It's
okay.
How about the mother's vinegar and water? Do you do any of that?
No.
That's something you need to do. All right.
Yeah, the last few years we've kind of played catch up a little bit, getting my arteries cleaned out from my heart attack and the discovery of diabetes. So we've spent our time getting all of that under control, so everything else has been plus. So, the weight I've lost and, getting in better shape cardio-wise. So that's where we've spent our time.
I'm going to tell you, I mean, it's been working for her and I. We eat a lot of pickles, fresh pickles. You know what I'm talking about? Like the good kosher dills.
I love it, kosher
in the
dill.
But they're not the ones on a jar. If it's in a jar, I don't want it. I want the ones that are in the chiller department, the refrigerator department, because it's live food, kombucha, cider vinegar, kimchi, the good stuff that's in the refrigerator. Do you like kimchi at all?
I've had it before, not especially a big fan.
Okay,
I could choke it down.
Okay, I'm telling you, man, he just keeps everything moving.
Yeah,
that's That's the problem. You know, we don't move as much as we should, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So 345-1140, I'm joined by, I never heard, and you can tell me, did you get the award this year? It was the last time I talked to you.
They postponed it until fall.
What?
Yes, they decided to, the Home Builders Association decided to separate it from the other awards so that it was just our night for home improvement contractors instead of builders and realtors and all of that. That's part of the association. So it's going to be this fall.
Okay. Well, best of luck to you, Captain.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, do you send in your stuff for consideration, or does other people? Okay.
Yeah, we do.
I've never understood how all that works.
Yeah, you just put together a packet for each entry. There's a small fee. Put it in, and someone from another group. It's not self-judged by remodelers. It's other people in the association.
I got
judge it from their sales and remodeling council.
I remember, like, probably year two of me doing this, I got invited to judge one of those things.
Oh, cool.
I was hard. Oh, was I hard on these people. The other judges were like, man, give them a break. I'm like, no, this is for remodeling of the year. It better look perfect.
Yeah.
And I don't think I knew you at that time. I don't know if you were around then. You weren't. You were around.
I was around.
You were around, but you weren't part of this situation. I don't know if I judged you or not.
Now, we are up for, and I guess the voting will be coming out in late this month, early next month, the Richmond Times-Dispatch. We are in the final five for best remodeler, best roofer, and best window company.
Nice.
Actually, best painter, too. I don't know how we ended up in that.
I was, you know what? I mean, like every other radio show, I was up for best radio show.
And Richmond. I voted for you.
Yeah, that makes two people.
Yeah. I made sure I voted for you.
Yeah. I have no delusions about winning something like that, because let's face it, it's just not going to happen.
I had you back.
But I do like, I'd like to come in third.
Yeah.
You know, so people can say, who? Richard. Who's that? Who's Richard McCann? What? Saturday? Something like that. Yeah. Well, good luck, son.
Thank you.
Painter. I've never even thought of you as a painter.
Yeah, we do some painting. I mean, you know, we're obviously not known for it, but enough people, I guess, that got us in the top five.
I mean, I know you do everything, but the bulk of your work is roofing.
Roofing, siding, windows. We're doing kitchens and baths like crazy.
Really? Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
doing a beautiful kitchen and bath combo. Same house, master bath, and the kitchen. Total transformations of both. Just total, nothing like it was before.
I told you you're going to have to send the son-in-law over because I got a wall that needs to be taken out.
Oh, you're still taking that out?
We're going to...
Thought you weren't going to do that.
You know, here's the thing, Kirk. The more I looked at it, it just doesn't make any sense not to take out... I mean, because I opened a passageway through the door, the wall, which I never really finished. And it's only been 17 years. But it's a railroad kitchen that's just poorly laid out. And because of certain things, just the only way really to make it work properly is to take out the wall and kind of build like a freestanding countertop / bar. And I'm actually going to close the kitchen in by 8 inches. I'm going to narrow the kitchen by 8 inches. And that'll get, what's the, oh,
okay.
I'm listening.
We'll have to see what the final design is.
Because
usually people want more room.
No, well, see, that's what I'm saying. I've got this wasted space in there. By 8 inches, that will make the dining room a lot more viable.
Sure.
And have ability for people to sit, you know, on stools at that counter.
Okay.
If I leave it where it is, you're not going to be able to sit at it. You're just going to be bumping up against the chair.
Yeah.
You know, it's a tiny house.
Yes.
I don't have a big mansion like you. No, I'm kidding. Although I have been to your house, I've not been inside. I've been to your driveway as far as I've ever gotten.
Never. Well, we'll have to have you over for some ribs. And
oh, that'd be nice. Yeah. I haven't had ribs in a while.
Yeah.
I've been perfecting my skirt steak.
Okay.
That's now the cut of meat for the Casa de Macan right now. Ever played with that?
No, I've had it, but I've not made it myself.
You will ruin quite a few pieces of meat trying to get that one right. Quite a few pieces of meat.
I dried out a couple of racks of ribs trying to get to where I'm at now.
Yep.
But you've had my ribs.
I've had your ribs. They were very good. They were very excellent. I'm not doubting it. No, skirt steak, beautiful. I mean, it's inexpensive, but there is a trick. I do it in the cast iron. I'm not even doing it on the grill. Is salt and pepper and onion powder.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and let it sit till it gets to room temperature. That's a big trick to red meat. I sear it 3 minutes on both sides, then I pop it, just the meat on a rack, 325 degrees for 10 minutes. Let it rest, cut it on the bias. You will thank me for that, sir. You All will right. thank me. I cut it so thin last night, it only had one side.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when we get back, we're going to talk about painting and a couple other home improvement projects around the house because I've got suggestions people were kind enough send our way.
Super.
And we'll take your calls at 345-1140. That's 345-1140. That's how you get through to the home show with me, Richard McCann, and Kirk Akey from Akey's Home Improvement. WRVA, joined by Kirk Akey, who's feeling better, I think.
Yes.
Feeling good. 345-1140. Brian in the West End.
Yes.
Yes.
Outdoors.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Or he's one of those
on the back deck.
Or he's one of those weird bird people. I never understood that. Birds as a pet. Doesn't make any sense. What's going on, Brian?
Just enjoying the morning back on the back deck. It's great.
Excellent.
So I've got a two-story house with two HVAC systems, one for up, one for down. I think we replaced it maybe 10 or 12 years ago. For the air handler under the house, it's got two PVC pipes that are pulling condensation away from the unit.
Well, they're draining. Wait. They're draining condensation. They're not pulling. They're draining.
Okay, draining. So one of them goes outside, and it drips onto a gravel area, and then a French drain takes it away. It's perfect. The other is a really short pipe, maybe 18 inches, 20 inches, and it's draining into a small pan that's maybe 4 by 6 inches. And for 10 years, we've never had any problem, but now all of a sudden, that small pan is filling up every few days, and there's a cutoff switch on it, and I got to crawl under the house, tip out the water, and then, the system's kicked back on. Why is that small drain pan filling up so fast now?
Hold my beer. I got this. All right. So the one that is draining into the pan should not be doing that.
That's what I figured.
Okay. Which means the drain that is draining outside is not doing its job. See, the one that's draining down into the pan, that's your emergency drain. That means something has gone wrong with your regular drain. Therefore, we got to dump it someplace. And I'm kind of glad they put the switch in, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's code yet or not, but they've been talking about it. Have you seen anything about that?
I do not know if that's code.
All right. So
it's a question for we know who.
Yeah. What's called Bremac. When's the last time you had your HVAC serviced?
Well, the first time this happened was late last fall.
That's not my question.
The HVAC guy came out. He says, this is infrequent. It shouldn't happen that often. Don't worry about it.
So Brian didn't call my guy.
Yeah, I have a kidney stone just every now and then, but I'd like to not ever have one
exactly,
again.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a kidney stone now. Maybe later you'll have one too, but it's not that big of a deal. No, Brian, see, here's the deal. They're wrong. Call Bremac, have them come out there, service the HVAC so it does what it's supposed to be doing now that hot weather's getting here. Tell them about that line. What they're going to do is they're going to take this little CO2 gun, and they're going to stick it in there, and they're going to hit a button, and you're going to see all kinds of nasty come out the other end. And
that's what my Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish.
You know, that was my suspicion, is that the main drain line is clogged. And so it's just, it needs to be cleaned out.
Yeah, I mean, it needs to be blown out. It could be any number of things to get some, because it's got water going through it. It could be just, you know, basically algae stopping up. Mm-hmm. Although crickets and grasshoppers like to build nests in those things. Did you know that?
I did not.
It's really cool when you hit it with that CO2, and like all this cricket and stuff comes just blasting out the other end.
You mean don't be at the other end looking to see what's going to come out?
Oh, I encourage you to have, that's what you do with the helper. You tell the helper, like, look at this and tell me what comes out of it.
Put goggles on him at least.
No. No. That would be silly. Call Bremac, Brian.
Okay.
All right, brother. You have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Here's my thing. People are not dumb.
No.
Generally speaking. Though I've looked at, like, what are the top television shows on TV. And
you got to wonder.
It does make me wonder, okay? Why is The Bachelorette so high? But when a contractor says, oh, it's a problem, but it's not a problem that happens often, don't worry about it. What is the, are they, one, against making money, two, lazy, or three, is the contractor stupid?
Usually B.
Really? Yeah. Just laziness?
Yeah, I think so.
That just drives me nuts. I couldn't imagine that. That's like me saying, yeah, you know, the toilet's leaking a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's not a big deal. You know?
It only does it when you sit on it.
Yeah, you know, you got to question. And I think that's one of the things we do here at the show is, I don't expect people to do the work that we tell them to. But I do expect them to have enough knowledge that when a contractor shows up, they know the right question to ask.
Right.
So, I mean, unbelievable. So, have you been dealing with any storm damage lately?
Not lately.
Really?
No.
Okay, because...
Surprised.
I got sent a picture of a house the other day. Tree limb came... tree broke off, hit the house. A tree limb came through the roof, the ceiling, and was sticking 7 feet down into the daughter's bedroom.
Ooh.
It was... I mean, it didn't hit her, but a few feet to one side, that could have been a major problem. Say a limb comes through somebody's house, what would you suggest them to do right away? Because I know call you or call one of the other guys, but what can they do?
Well, certainly they need to call their insurance company. If you can't find your policy, just Google it. You can find the claims number. There's always someone at the claims number 24/7. So you need to contact your insurance company as soon as possible. Then give someone like us a call. We'll go out. If we can't pull the limb out, we will cut it up with chainsaw and, you know, get it out of there and tarp the roof so that you minimize future damage. And that's the biggest thing with an insurance company is they want you, it's incumbent upon the homeowner to ensure that you don't have continued damage. So you can't just let the limb there for weeks on end till you get around to it. Because more rainstorms, more water is going to come in the house. Their exposure of repair is going to be much higher. So it's incumbent upon the homeowner to minimize the risk by taking care of things as they can while they're waiting on contractor to come, whether they are sent by the insurance company or whether you hire your own, which is, of course, entirely up to the homeowner.
So insurance companies do have their go-to people.
They do have some. In fact, sometimes they'll send out a company that just does the cleanup and tarp in. But you know, you're always able to hire your own folks. You do not ever have to use who the insurance company likes.
Yeah, that's a big one. People don't realize that they'll send you someplace and you think you're just kind of stuck. Same thing with cars.
Yeah,
I mean, you'd get to take your car wherever you want. I've been encouraging people for the last couple of years, mostly because, and I say this every year, and it's been 6 years since we've had a hurricane.
Something like that.
Okay.
Maybe longer.
I hope it has been. But I keep saying,
We are
way overdue.
Right.
And I've been encouraging people, one of the things to keep, you know, it doesn't take up that much space in the garage or wherever, is to get a huge tarp in the bag and put it someplace.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Right. Even if you're not capable of doing it yourself, if you have a big enough issue and you need that tarp, it's already there for the contractor.
I mean, there's
that helps.
I know contractors, you've probably dealt with this, where a big storm comes through, and next thing you know, I mean,
there are not enough tarps. They're gone.
How many hundreds do you have in your garage?
We have quite a few. We're still restocking a little at a time from the tornado in the fall.
Yeah.
We'll be at the home shows every year, and we'll ask people what they're there for. Oh, they're just there to look. I don't need anything. We'll say, well, take our card and put it on your refrigerator, because when you need a contractor, when there's a storm or something, you don't want to be looking around trying to find somebody reputable. You need to already have someone reputable so that you can call them and get your house taken care of.
I mean, I've got, you know, four trees around my house. One of them is dead. I mean, to the point every now and then I just hear crash and parts of it fall, and it belongs to the city. The city's been contacted. They know about it, but they are so far behind for their arborist, who I met. I saw him on the side of the road, pulled over. Are you the arborist? And I tell you what, bad storm comes by, I might very well go out there and say, accidentally hit that thing with my chainsaw before the wind blows it into my house. I kid you not.
Yeah.
Kirk Akey from Akey's Home Improvements here with me, Richard McCann, on News Radio WRVA. It's 1140 AM, 96.1 FM. And don't forget, download the radio.com app so you can take us wherever you go. WRVA 345-1140 is the phone number. I'm joined by Kirk Akey from Akey's Home Improvement. You feeling all right there, Scooter?
I'm doing good.
All right, jumping in with both feet. Robert in Chesterfield.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. Robert, what's up?
Question. I take care of a private property that basically is on the HVAC. You were mentioning about a CO2 gun. I have 57 condensate lines to keep clear. And tell me about this gun. When you pop the cap off, when I look visually down in there, I could just stick it there and put the pressure into the line.
What it is how do I describe it? It's a black cylindrical case with a trigger. It has a plastic tube with a plunger on one end of it. Okay, so you load in the CO2 cartridge, you take the plunger. Now, you're blasting from inside out.
Correct.
You fit it right up into the opening, and punch it, everything you've got. Now, how long are these condensate lines?
I'll tell you, there's some old mansion houses. Some of these are in the attics that go in the attic. They'll run 20 feet to get out to the eave and 25 feet down.
So you might need to hit them with more than one cartridge.
Okay. Now, so pretty much if I hit one, it's just one cartridge.
Seven
of them, keep clear. And I know a couple times a year you try to put bleach in there, and
no, I don't.
There's so many varmints. I don't, you know, I just need something like that. And what can you get these at, like a Ferguson Supply or something like that?
Ferguson might sell you the tool. Ferguson will do it, should have it. Ari Michael is where I get mine usually. And I think Richmond Plumbing Specialties has a couple of them on his shelf. But here's the trick, man. Make sure you get the ones that'll take the CO2 cartridges you can buy at Walmart in the sporting goods section, not the ones that need the little bit longer one that you have to buy there, because you're paying four times the cost if you're buying the specialty CO2 cartridge versus the ones you can pick up at Walmart.
So he should probably go to Walmart and get the canister and take it with him to make sure it fits.
There you go. Okay.
Gotcha. Hey, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Bye.
See ya.
Did he say 57?
That's, yeah, something like that.
A historical home.
As soon as 50 came out of his mouth, I didn't hear the second number.
But, you know, people think bleach is some kind of
cure all
magic. I've been told it clears drains. No, it really doesn't. I mean, if anything, I'd put like a fungicide in there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about the best I could think of. But
I'd use Lysol before I'd use bleach.
Like a Lysol clean, like in a spray bottle?
You can buy it in the liquid.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we use that for treating fungus all the time.
Get out of here.
Yeah. We scrub down things with Lysol instead of bleach. Bleach shocks a fungus more up front, but it leaves too much moisture behind.
Right. And there's, believe it or not, several forms of fungus that the bleach will turn it white, but it doesn't kill it at all.
Right.
All right. 345-1140. Bert in Mechanicsville.
Yeah, I had
Bert,
a label.
Bert,
yeah.
Turn down your radio, brother.
All right, hold on.
All right.
All right, gotcha.
Now it's better. Now, what can I do for you?
I was just saying, I had a neighbor that didn't have a blower plug on the air conditioner. You couldn't get to blow out the line. I use the shop vac on the outside.
That will work, too? A little bit of duct tape and a shop vac?
To me, that's a whole lot easier than trying to get in there and blow them out.
But it's not as much fun.
Okay. All right, buddy.
All right.
I just thought I'd pass that on to you because I never heard of it until I got stuck and couldn't do nothing else.
Well, a shop vac will do the job. That's true.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Bert.
At least on a shorter line. Bye.
What's that?
At least on a shorter line, it would.
Well, I mean, you'd have to. You duct tape it down.
Yeah.
And it's going to pull it eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, I try to remember how much it was. I was in a well, and I was like 40 feet down. I was in the bottom of the well. It was a dry well that they'd built a well in the center of it. And someone asked whether I was going to need oxygen or not. You know, damp gas is what they were worried about. And I said, well, you know, I could always just get a tube and, you know, just, you know, up 40 feet. And, like, the human lung can only move, like, 12 feet of air that way. It was some weird number a scuba diver told me. And he's like, yeah, you're just going to choke to death on your own carbon dioxide there, Scooter. Oh, that's not good.
No.
Oh, me. Getting back to storm damage, though, I mean, any other good prep ideas you have for people?
Well, you always want to have all your supplies ahead of time, heading into hurricane season. You know, you want to make sure that you have the typical things that you hear every year, your bottled water. Yes, you want to have some tarps. You should have batteries for radio. If you're going to go that route, have a generator. But make sure that you are either plugging items directly into the generator or that you have your main shut off.
Oh, don't get me started on generator boxes and people plugging into their dryer. Have you ever seen that trick?
I've seen it. I've never done it. I don't know what kind of box you call it, but I have one of those boxes installed. So I know, flip the main, here's the breakers I want on, run the generator, I'm good.
So you have a freestanding portable generator?
Yes.
Okay.
A big one, but
not a whole house.
No, it won't run the whole house, but it'll run a lot. And since we heat hot water with gas, I don't have to worry about that. You know, we're good to go.
When's the last time you drained your water heater?
It's gas. It's about 2 years old.
Okay. You want to stay on that.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you're just piling stuff up in the bottom of that water heater.
Yeah.
And losing all efficiency. I'm surprised you didn't go tankless.
Well, I mean, when we're not heating, I pay the minimum for my hot water.
True.
I mean, it's to me, it just didn't make sense to spend the extra money. If all I'm heating is hot water, I'm good. You know, it's the minimum charge that they charge us.
I tell you, we paid off all the bills, everything. That's what we did with our tax return. Not run out and buy a sofa or anything like that. I said, honey, we're going to pay everything up in full, which was considerable. But my gas and water bill during heating season was about $200 a month because I have a boiler.
Mm-hmm.
$225 to be exact. I got the new bill now that we're not heating anything except using gas on the stove, and I don't cook that often for that. $83. It dropped it. I was like, man, this house is expensive to heat.
Yeah.
But it was so worth
it. Get more energy efficient.
You know, I'm going to have to change out some windows.
Yeah, change some windows, get some insulation in the attic.
You know what? That's the other thing. I'm going to probably do that myself.
Yeah, it's something you can do.
Now, is it, I mean, because you bought insulation. I remember it used to be if you bought a certain amount of insulation, they'd let you borrow the blower for free.
Yeah. I mean, you have to put a deposit down on it to make sure it comes back.
I don't think four bags would be, I mean, less than four bags would fill my entire attic space.
Well, I don't know. I've not been to your house yet.
No, you haven't, because it looks terrible outside. It needs a paint job so bad. So very bad.
Is it stucco, wood?
No, I've got the asbestos siding.
Okay.
Except it's not like any asbestos siding you have ever seen. And I don't care if you say you haven't been in business for 60 years. You've never seen it like this. It's planks. Long planks. 10 and 12 feet plank. Like hardy plank.
Yeah.
Except it's the asbestos siding. Huh. It's not the shingles
that
we all know. You know, you and I grew up with. I've never seen another house like it. And someone said, why don't you cover it? I don't want to cover it. It's fine. It's not dangerous. People keep thinking asbestos is dangerous.
It depends on what type of asbestos. The flaky pipe insulation, that's what'll get you.
Now, my dad likes to tell stories about back in the 70s when he was sent in to, with another guy to rip all the asbestos off old boilers using claw hammers.
Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah, he said he looked like a coke addict when they came out of there. Just the whole, you couldn't see in the room because of the asbestos.
Shoo.
I know.
Well, not good.
The
not
fact
good.
That he does not have COPD is amazing to me.
Yeah.
Because, well, he kind of should. I get weird about the pipe insulation.
Yeah. It's you definitely want to have that handled by a professional. They have to be specially licensed for it. We are not, and we do not touch it.
Yeah. There's a couple of things I don't want to do. I don't want to get my asbestos removal. I don't want to get my radon license. I have no desire to deal with radon.
I got a radon guy. I'll let him do it.
Well, I've had guys in here, I've had air resolutions, and they argued at radon. They will argue whether it's something that's harmful or not. I guess the science is fuzzy, though. I know somebody right now swears their parents got cancer because of the radon in the house. So, I mean, but I don't want to mess with it. That's somebody else's responsibility.
Absolutely.
Thank you. But... No.
Get the professional.
Oh, somebody said, Derek said, hey, Richard, Rory Michael won't sell him anything. You have to be a contractor. That's why I gave him options. Because he's right. Army Michael will not sell you anything. I'm amazed they sell me anything. They just remember my face. This is the Home Show. RBA 345-1140 is the phone number you want to get through to Kirk Akey and myself. Hey, Kirk, you want to knock out some of these things that people asked for on Facebook?
Sure.
David Jennings wants to know about painting brick home.
He always asks that.
Really, does he?
Yes, he's asked numerous times.
Okay. I don't know why he wants. I think he does it because he knows I hate it.
Yeah. I think his claim is that he has like the ugliest brick in the world.
Okay, then paint it. You know, prime it, paint it, call it a day. But you're going to something he's going to have to
continue painting.
Maintain forever. I like looking at these old buildings where you can tell they painted them, and over the years it's just kind of washed out, and it just looks so cool. You know what I'm talking about? Just that weathered look. That's hard to do.
Yeah.
Worked on a house not that long ago. And what made this house really, really neat was if you step back and looked just a little fuzzy-eyed, you realize the whole house was built out of recycled brick.
Oh, wow.
Because you could see the paint from where someone used to paint. You know, it used to be a billboard or something. And it's all a little... Loved that so much.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah, if I could, the church that my wife's family went to in West Virginia... what we used to joke that it was so old that it was built in Virginia. but it, you know, the brick's so old, you know, they finally painted it, you know, which I hated to see it painted, but it helped the mortar not fall apart as much. Well,
oh, I can understand that completely. I mean, my mother church, St. Patrick's, up on Church Hill, the mortar was just falling out of it because it's not really mortar.
Right.
It's that old, it was a limestone, sand, yeah, something like, and they had to have the entire church tuck pointed.
Oh,
the
man.
Whole church by somebody that knew what they were doing to mix the right mortar. Because if you use modern mortar on old brick,
no, it's a bad deal.
Blows it apart. 3451140. Elizabeth in Yale.
Good morning, sir. I would appreciate your advice.
Okay, that's my job.
I have Masonite siding warranted for 25 years. And the warranty, of course, is long since gone. I've tried oil paint. That doesn't seal and make it look decent. I tried water paint. Anything you can suggest? I need to stop the water from creeping up and making the edge peel.
All right, I'm going to give you to Kirk on this one because I'm out.
Well, how often are you painting the house?
Approximately, I'm going to say every 3 years now.
Okay, but previously, much further in between?
Sir?
Previously, how long did you paint in between?
For the 25 years, we didn't paint at all.
Ah.
It was nice. It's nicely sealed. It looks almost like a car finish.
Okay. Yeah. If you don't paint Masonite siding, eventually you start to get water intrusion, basically where all the nails penetrate. At your joints, at the corners, around windows and doors, so forth, you start to get a little bit of water in, and you don't see it initially from the face because it basically starts to rot from the backside out. And so if you've waited, 25 years, now, about how tall is this siding?
The siding were panels were 12 inches
okay.
tall,
so this
and
is
they
the...
were... probably 10 feet long.
Okay, gotcha. It's an older style. It's before the EPA made them take a mildew inhibitor out.
Oh,
so
goodness.
It lasted longer.
Ah.
Once the EPA made them take that mildew inhibitor out, the stuff would start rotting in 5 years.
Yeah, but people, you can't contractors such as yourself come in and replace boards of that stuff?
Absolutely. Now, the 12-inch tall stuff, there's nothing to match it.
Really?
Yeah.
They
don't make anything like that anymore. So... repairing it is basically your plywood and, painting it.
Elizabeth, here's what you should do. You just paint it one more time and then move.
Been thinking about it age-wise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you thought about putting a vinyl siding over top?
That is a little beyond the purse strings.
Okay. Well, if you're paying to have it painted every 3 years, it's not going to take long to where you've paid more than the cost of vinyl siding.
Is there anything that I can, flat out smear on the, where the finish has come off to put a finish back onto it and then paint it?
I have a suggestion, but I don't even know if they still make it anymore. Have you ever heard of West System?
Oh, spell it, please.
W-E-S. System. Now, I don't even know if the product still exists, but it was a product we used to use. We'd mix it up as an epoxy and paint wooden boats with it. And it basically created a fiberglass finish.
Okay.
That's about the best idea I've got.
It sounds very reasonable because something needs to seal before you can actually put a finish.
Elizabeth, that you can pick that up at a boat supplier if they still make it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And have a good day.
Plan on it. Yeah, we used to, you'd mix it up and you'd strip the wood, the boat down to wood, and you would just paint this stuff on, and it basically turned into a fiberglass.
Cool.
It was really neat. Now, understand, also, I'm reaching back to like 1992 is the last time I saw some of that stuff. Whether it still exists or not, I couldn't even begin to tell you. But I know guys that sealed up boats with it.
Yeah.
Old wooden boats. What are you going to do? Let me see. What do you think of black mold? What would you do for black mold?
Well, you definitely want to be very careful with it. You know, if you're, are they wanting to try and do something themselves?
That's what it looks like.
Okay. Well, I would go to the box store, get you a Tyvek suit.
Yes.
Goggles, not a dust mask, but a respirator. And I would get underneath there with Lysol and scrub it down.
I'm going to say a copper fungicide.
A copper fungicide be all right, too.
That way, it's the copper fungicide lasts longer. It penetrates the wood and gives you a little prevention there.
Now, you can, you know, of course, it depends on the specific mold, but you could also check with a pest control company. They often spray mold with a borate, and it kills it.
Okay. Or you can just call Air Resolutions and have them come out and clean it, right?
Okay, yeah.
That's another one, too. I'm going to jump in. Oh, my friend Sue. I've literally known her my entire life.
Cool.
I mean, from like birth. She wants to talk about storm shelters. I know how I'd build one. In 30 seconds, how would you build a storm shelter?
Well, if you have a nice big front porch, that'd be an ideal place to put one.
Interesting.
Where you could put a trap door in. If, of course, assuming that you have a wood top. There's also ones that you can buy that you just dig a hole and drop it in, and you're ready to go.
I have seen those. What I would have suggested is a 10-foot sea container. You can pick those up really inexpensively, drop it in the backyard, and then just, you know, put a strap it down into the ground tight. A sea box isn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
So that's what I will suggest with that. Did you have fun?
Absolutely.
I appreciate you coming in. I always last minute with me. what are we going to do?
He's called yesterday.
That was the day before yesterday, actually.
Was it?
I
thought it was yesterday.
No, okay. It was the day before yesterday.
All right. I'll take your word for it. I'm 58.
You are. You're getting old and dirty. Oh, do you have a website?
I do.
What is it?
AkeysHomeImprovements.com.
Okay. With an S at the end?
Yes.
See, I wouldn't have guessed the S. You are the son-in-law going to put in a door today, maybe?
Today or tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I hope
you... Because we do have the grandbabes to play with.
You have...
She has my heart, what can I say?
You know,
Charlie Rose.
Well, good luck. Have a wonderful weekend playing with the baby. My name is Richard McCann. I want to thank Kirk Akey from Akey's Home Improvement for coming in. It made the life a lot easier and a lot more fun because, you know, sometimes you need some help. All right, Mr. Jordan, let's get out of here. That is another home show in the can, burnt to a disc and put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Kirk Akey for making self-improvement coming in. I want to thank Jordan for getting up early and pressing all the right buttons. Mr. Dennis Edwards for keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news. My name is Richard McCann. I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon, taking your calls at 345-1140. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter, though I don't twit as much as I should. And if you miss any part of the show, you can go to WRVA.com and download the podcast. We have over a year of them. My name is Rich McCann. I'll see you at 10 o'clock right here on News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.